Covenant Life Bible Study brings you another episode of the Linked Prepcast, a podcast designed to help you prepare to teach God's Word to teenagers. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Linked Prepcast. I am Chris Kinsley, content creator at Student Life, and I will be your host for the duration of the justice portion of the Linked Prepcast. As you probably know, Linked is a year-long study divided up into 8 6-week units. Justice is a 6-week course that seeks to teach students that God is just, setting the standard for all justice, and desires for us to be agents of His justice in the world. This week's lesson is Lesson 1, Just God. The aim of this lesson is to teach your students that God is just. The passage we will focus on is Psalm 9, verses 7 through 20. The goals are that your students understand that God is just and fair, and that they will apply godly principles of justice in their daily lives. Before we get into the passage, let's take a look at the context surrounding today's lesson. Justice has become somewhat of a buzzword in our culture, most often associated with various causes that people support in one way or another. Though students might be committed to some causes themselves, they rarely understand the underlying principles of justice. Spending the next 6 weeks looking at God's justice will help to remedy that problem. This first lesson focuses on the fact that God is just. Of course, in order for that to be true, it means that He both loves justice and hates injustice. Now, let's look at the biblical passage. Again, I'll be reading from Psalm 9, verses 7 through 20. The Lord reigns forever. He has established His throne for judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the people with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know Your name will trust in You, for You, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek You. Sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion, proclaiming among the nations what He has done. For He who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cry of the afflicted. O Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare Your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, and there rejoice in Your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known by His justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked return to the grave. All the nations that forget God. But the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the afflicted ever perish. Arise, O Lord, let not man triumph. Let the nations be judged in Your presence. Strike them with terror, O Lord. Let the nations know they are but men. Now that we have read the passage, let's examine the key points we are looking to drive home to your students. David, the writer of this psalm, held to the truth that God would never be impeached nor usurped by a human ruler. He indicated that anyone who needed a righteous judge, especially those who were afflicted and oppressed, could run to God in their time of need and distress. When they ran to God, they would receive perfect justice because God is just. He loves those who live in His justice and despises those who live in injustice. The concept of God as a refuge occurs often in the book of Psalms. A stronghold is a high place of security and protection. This stronghold provides a place of certain defense. Since God had previously proven faithful to uphold the afflicted righteous, David called directly on God to deliver him from his present evil enemies. David appealed for God's grace to be his defense from the attacks of those who hated him. David knew that God could save him from death, and David knew that if he were to be rescued by God, he would have no problem praising the Lord publicly among his people in Jerusalem. David was confident the Lord would deliver him. He wrote in the past tense because he had already seen the wicked snared in their own traps many times. He knew that this would happen again. David was quick to point out to his readers that there are nations that maintain their trust in God, and God would not forget those nations. David contrasted the different ends that would be faced by the wicked and the oppressed. David placed those who forget God opposite those who remember him. To David, forgetting God demonstrated the opposite of continuing faith. It represented turning away from God. David knew that because God is just, he would not forget those who remember him and trust in him. But David also knew that those who forget him have no hope of escaping death when they need deliverance from it. David concluded his psalm with a call for God to remind the nations of their frail humanity by judging them. David hoped that this solemn action by God would lead the evil nations to stop their oppression of his followers. David wanted the people who had turned away from God to remember just how frail and defenseless they were, especially compared to the greatness of God. Our take on justice mostly comes from our own justice system. When someone gets what's coming to him because of his offense, we believe that justice has been served. Yet, when grace is extended and someone gets off, we don't believe that justice exists in that case. But is our form of justice really justice? Is it the justice of God? Justice is more than a catchphrase or a term associated with a cause or movement. Justice is rooted in the very nature of God. So, to fully understand God's justice, a Christ follower must first understand and accept the fact that God is just. To do that, of course, means that we must believe that God both loves justice and hates injustice. Have you personally experienced God's justice? In what ways do you struggle with the justice of God? How do you see this struggle among your students? What do students need to know about God that would help them to realize his justice in the world and in their lives? Before we go, I want to take a moment and pray for you and your students. Abba Father, I want to come to you right now and just ask that you will help these teachers as well as their students to understand what it means that you are just. Not only that you are just, but that you're always just. You are just all the time. I pray that we will seek to understand your concept of justice above our own understanding, that you will be the standard through which we understand what it means to live lives of justice. I pray that you will always be our example, and that as we continually follow after you, that we will continually learn more and more of what it means to be just ourselves, as we learn more and more what it means for you to be just. We pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. As always, I want to thank you for your commitment to teaching teenagers. Please do not hesitate to call or email us with any questions or concerns you might have. And of course, you can visit studentlifebiblestudy.com for any more information. Have a great week, and God bless.